The Israel Report with Rolien Marks.
Hello, hello, Rolien Marks. How are you?
Big smiles in my office to speak to you.
Happy to speak to you too. Rolien, Israel is welcoming the first ambassador from Bahrain. This is fantastic news.
Isn't it just so? We are looking forward to saying Mabruk to Ambassador Khaled Yusuf Al Jalakhmeh. He will be joining us soon. He is the first ambassador from Bahrain to be serving in Israel. It's a really, really historic moment. And I mean, we've just welcomed the ambassador from the United Arab Emirates. Yes, ladies, I know he is rather lovely to look at. We know, and I'm sure he's been welcomed with copious amounts of home cooked meals.
Such a flirt, this woman. Such a flirt. I can't believe that I'm hearing what I'm hearing from you, Rolien Marks. Where are all these countries going to build their embassies?
Well, at the moment, we will have embassies built by or bought by or taken up by the UAE and Bahrain in Tel Aviv. They won't be opening their missions in Jerusalem. And we heard from the ambassador of Kosovo to Israel saying that a Kosovar embassy in Jerusalem is a done deal. That's definitely going to happen. They opened their diplomatic mission last month, but they're going to increase it to be a full embassy, and they say that's a done deal. You know, we have to take into account, while we're talking the UAE and Bahrain, the sensitivities that other Arab countries or other Muslim countries may have to it possibly being in Jerusalem. I think we shouldn't read too much into their decision to open up their missions in Tel Aviv. We are just absolutely ecstatic to welcome them to Israel. I think no sooner had the ambassador of the Emirates opened up his Twitter account, he had about 22,000 followers, and the naches, Kathy Kayla, of receiving a Pesach greeting written in Hebrew to all of us from our very own Emirati ambassador in Israel was just too much for us. And we certainly look forward to welcoming His Excellency Al Jalakhmeh, who also, as somebody pointed out to me today, is also not too bad looking. I don't know, maybe we're just getting the good looking ones. Who knows?
You are in the Middle East, right?
We are in the Middle East. We are in the Middle
East. Most beautiful looking men.
For our good looking people.
Yes.
If you don't believe me, I say come here, visit us, see for yourself. And we are looking forward to welcoming them. I tell you who is causing a lot of ribbles is President Biden, because he is really taking his time to announce who he will be sending on diplomatic missions around the world, including Israel. He hasn't made decisions yet, and people are running out of patience. They want to see who he will be sending to very, very crucial allies around the world. It is rumored that we could see former Ambassador Dan Shapiro perhaps take up a position here again, or Michael Adler. He's known to be a long-time donor to Biden and his political ambitions. He could possibly be an ambassador here, but people are saying that, you know, they're very concerned that the president, and it's not just Israel, so it's not a phone call situation, people. It's a global situation. They're very concerned that he might take as long as till June to announce ambassadorial posts around the world. Right now, the president is very, very focused on dealing with China. He announced earlier today massive funding towards upgrading infrastructure. He says that he cannot allow China to outmaneuver or outachieve the United States. That's where his effort is going there.
Fascinating. And there's a big birthday today.
There is a big birthday today. Can we just say happy birthday to Israel's favorite citizen, who's the only one to not give a political opinion, and that is the Iron Dome. We mark 10 years of having this incredible feat of engineering, science, military efficiency, that 10 years ago intercepted its very, very first rocket above Gaza. At the outset, there was a lot of criticism because, you know, it was very, very expensive to roll out. A big thank you to the United States for funding and for helping us with that. But I think the proof has been how we've seen this extraordinary military intervention or invention, intercept these oncoming and incoming projectiles. And as you and I have spoken so many times when we've had conflagrations, I think you've even had to calm me down a few times when we've had to run for shelter. But thank goodness we've got the Iron Dome that's intercepted an estimated 2,500 rockets and projectiles. In fact, Kathy, it even got a marriage proposal during Operation Protective Edge. People were so grateful to have it. Cities all over.
Rolene, you know, I actually think that that was when the concept of Iron Dome became known to the world, is when there were these thousands of rockets being fired from Gaza into Israel, and Iron Dome was just taking them out. I mean, I can remember doing those reports. I mean, the trauma was just unbelievable, even sitting on the other side of the world. But when you see Iron Dome come and, you know, these rockets are fired, and understand, like, there's a huge cost difference between the rockets fired from Gaza into Israel and these Iron Dome rockets, which are actually, I was looking it up earlier, are between $20,000 a piece.
And we also have to remember that the rockets being fired from Gaza are becoming more and more sophisticated and are reaching further and further into Israel. And it's not a case of, you know, it happens every so often. Just a couple of weeks ago, in fact, last week, to cheer on our election, we had some rockets fired in from Gaza into the south of Israel, and the trauma that it puts hundreds of thousands of civilians under is unbelievable. You and I have spoken at length about the trauma that it causes, and you yourself have just alluded to how traumatizing it is to sit on the other side of the world and hear those non-stop alerts as they come in. But for every
we were playing them, do you remember that we were playing them on air? We were getting calls from people in Israel saying, "Tell us where are these rockets happening? Because we need to know if it's in our area." I mean, it was crazy. I mean, there were some days there were hundreds and hundreds of rockets that were going off. I don't think we could get through an ad break, a song, or an intro, you know, by a presenter without having it. Do you remember that, Craig? My engineer's nodding.
I can feel the nod from here. So we just want to say a happy birthday, Iron Dome. Yom Huledet Sameach. I don't think there's anybody in this country more able to unite all our different political opinions and be as loved as you are without having to say a word.
Can we talk about the evergreen?
Let's talk about the evergreen.
Did you see that meme that said that the evergreen was freed from Egypt on Pesach?
Well, it is just a fabulous coincidence that if we're talking about the freedom from bondage into freedom, and if we're talking about certain parts of the world where those of us have gone from slavery or bondage into freedom, what could be more emblematic of that in modern days than the evergreen? Thank goodness it is now free, and if your Amazon order is perched aboard that container ship, hopefully you will be receiving it sometime soon.
Yeah, the Oprah interview next, Rolene. I don't know if you've noticed, but I want to talk about anything other than what we meant to talk about next, election.
But we do have to go there. So what we do know in a nutshell, the latest is Lapid and Benny Gantz have just met. We don't know what has been discussed in that conversation, but we do know that there has been ribbles or tension in the past between the two leaders. We are waiting for the Prime Minister, who has just announced just minutes ago that he will be making an announcement at 8 o'clock Israel time. He could perhaps be talking about his intentions for a coalition. What we do know today is that the president received the official election results, and he has said that he will not be tapping necessarily the candidate who has the most or the highest backing of Chavir Knesset, but rather the person he believes has the better odds to form a government. And he said the very, very important work of getting budgets passed is that has to be the priority, and that's what he will be focusing on.
Rolene Marks, that is where we leave it. I'm absolutely delighted to say that we were all able to hear your entire report today, and I look forward to speaking to you tomorrow.
No gremlins. Until
no gremlins.
Tomorrow.
Have a good one.
Have a great one.
Cheers, bye.